It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, time for Tucker's Tape. Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. It's time to start thinking about the blue-white game on April 18th. GoPSURV is offering the best deals ever. $500 for an RV that sleeps four, $600 for an RV that sleeps six, $700 for an RV that sleeps eight. And if that's not enough, you'll get a credit for the 2020 regular season for any game that's equal to the amount you pay for the blue-white game. It's like getting an RV for free. Visit GoPSURV.com or call Mark today, 1-800-519-8467, and book your RV for the blue-white game today. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience.
So that is awesome. I had a great experience. My sister had an unbelievable experience. I went to hang out with her this weekend. She references it all the time. We love GoPSURV. What I don't love is that I'm a softball coach for my two daughters, and every year, opening day is the same day as the blue-white game. Every year.
Is it again this year?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's something to do with Easter, and then like it's like everybody always does things that weekend. It's killing me. Yeah. I love the blue-white game. Don't really need to go in and see the football players running around, but I love the blue-white game.
Russ, go ahead. Can I ask you an honest question? Do you go easy on the umpires in your daughter's softball league or no?
Well, so they've only been U6, so there are no umpires.
Okay. I was just trying to imagine you being mad at an umpire.
No, I would never – I would never be rough to an umpire. Like I go to these high school sporting events.
Oh yeah,
it drives me crazy. Parents are absolute lunatics. Okay, like you know, in Pennsylvania, there's an officiating shortage. By the way, and I don't blame them. They don't get paid that much, and they just get people yelling at them. Like they're there to help facilitate the event for your children. Will you get a grip? It's not that guy's fault that your life didn't go as you wanted it to. And by the way, that guy is not going to be the difference between whether or not your son goes to school on a scholarship or whatever. Speaking of guys going to schools on scholarship.
Let's get rolling. We're in the middle of ranking all 27 recruits, well, rating all 27 recruits in the 2020 class. Russ has given them each his rating after we break them down. And then at the end, we'll go back and rank them all 1 through 27 based on the rating number. Let's get to the three we're going to hit this weekend. First one's tight end Theo Johnson, 6'6", 240-pound four-star from Holy Names High School in Windsor, Ontario. He's the number 3 ranked tight end in the class, number 71 nationally, number 1 player from the province of Ontario in Canada, and he is enrolled early.
He's a good player. You know, that is not a good league. Johnny Stanley Cup League, Johnny Ice Hockey League, okay?
Johnny Hattrick.
Yeah.
And Windsor, Ontario.
That is not a great high school football league.
I agree.
He has really nice size. There's no doubt about that. He's just sort of smooth and effortless in everything he does at that size. When you're watching him, you are certainly not thinking that you're watching a 6'6", 242-pound kid. You feel like you're watching a 6'3", 210-pound high school wide receiver. So for him to be doing those things at 6'6", 242 is really impressive. He has excellent hands. There were one-hand catches, sideline catches. He's a very polished route runner. Has a tremendous ability to make contested catches and body control. Just tremendous. Reminds me of Gesicki in that regard. Just tremendous body control, hands, and he's like Gesicki. Questions I had. I'm not really sure how fast he is.
Right. Overtly fast.
It was hard to see on the... You know, a lot of times he was double covered, and he would just kind of like jog down the field. His quarterback would throw the ball up to him, and he would make ridiculous catches with two guys on him or at the sideline. But you didn't see a whole lot there in terms of run after the catch. Like, I wish they threw some into him some more wide receiver screens and like underneath crossing routes.
I was looking for slants.
So that we could see how fast he really was. So he reminds me of Gesicki, but I don't think he's as fast as Gesicki. That would surprise me. Will not and did not block a soul.
Not a single person.
Not a soul. Okay. It is
Mike Gesicki.
It is incredible to me that you can get recruited to play tight end in college football these days without putting your helmet or shoulder pads on another human being. It is here's the thing. He would have been better off if he didn't even put the two plays where he tried to block on the video. Because it's like, dude, you just played a whole season. Those are the two blocks you picked. That one and that one were the two.
Cream of the crop right there.
He wouldn't block a soul.
I thought the same
thing. And so I got to be honest with you. I'm a little surprised he's ranked as high as he is.
I
71 in the country, number 3 tight end. That's a little rich for me for a guy that I'm not sure how fast he is, and he doesn't want to block anybody. And by the way, it says a lot about Penn State's offense and how they're going about things. And maybe even if they have two tight ends, the kid that plays quarterback might be able to be a better blocker. The Virginia kid that plays quarterback that they took, they're going to move him to tight end. At any rate, we'll get to him at some point during the thing, during our evaluating. But like, this guy won't block anybody. He's not Freiermuth. Maybe he can learn. I doubt it. And this is what they want these days. Strange, Kuntz, Johnson. These guys don't block anybody ever on their video.
Like an inside slot receiver, that's just a tough matchup for safety or a corner.
His catch radius is ridiculous, though. I mean, you know, where they put
the ball. Expecting more, if I'm being honest. I gave him an 8.1.
All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We're your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. Quarter number 2, Tucker's Tape. We are talking about 2020 recruiting class. Segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Speaking of which, we're going to have the free RV raffle. Little news, guys. Again this year for the Blue-White game.
Nice.
So that's coming up. Stay tuned to the Keystone Sports Network for more details. Let's get to a couple more linemen for you, Ross, this week. Offensive tackle Olu Fashanu, 6'5", 323 star from Gonzaga High School in Washington, D.C. 32-ranked offensive tackle in the class, 401 nationally, and number 6-ranked player out of the District of Columbia.
Yeah, looks the part in terms of frame, size, length, like looks good in his pads, looks like a big-time Division I player. I thought he was a little robotic and awkward in the run game.
Especially when he pulled. Or they got him out in space.
Everything. Yeah. He's a little bit robotic. And he doesn't have a lot of – like his initial quickness and pop out of his stance were just average. What I did like is that when he does make contact, he runs his feet. He knows to run his feet. He knows and he tries to finish. So I like that. But I said average pop and initial quickness. What I really liked – very smooth and comfortable in his pass set and pass protection. Like, he looks like he's almost ready to go in pass pro. It's the run game where they need to work with him. So he's sort of like the opposite of Dawkins and Achumba or whatever that kid's name was last week. He's sort of the opposite of those guys. I don't know. He could play. I think Fashanu could be tackle or guard. I think they'll probably start him at tackle, but he could move into guard. I like what he did in pass pro. I gave him a 7.6.
I found it highly unusual to see an offensive lineman where you're watching their tape and the pass blocking stood out so much more than the run blocking as a strength of his. That was That was unusual to see on a highlight tape from an offensive lineman. All right, the last one we're going to get to, another offensive tackle, Ibrahim Traore, 6'5", 290-pound three-star. He's from the Frederick Douglass Academy in New York City. Number 67 ranked offensive tackle in the class, 865 overall nationally, and the number 7 player out of the state of New York. Ross.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear the rankings. I liked him more than Fashanu. Now, he's definitely raw, and when you watch New York City high school football
on a baseball field,
it's hilarious. He's going against Johnny Rucker Park, you know what I mean? Johnny Hoops. He's not, I mean, it is, these kids look like they have not been playing football very long, but this guy has an excellent frame. Size, tremendous arm length and growth potential, and is a good athlete on both sides of the ball. You know, when he got up to the second level or pulled, he was a smooth operator in space on the second level and a great finisher. I mean, he was killing Johnny Rucker Park all over the place, just murdering those kids. It was hilarious to watch. Initial pop, questionable. Pass pro, there was like none. So that's a concern. I loved how he played defense. I feel like I am biased. If I watch an offensive lineman play defense and that guy's making plays, I always like give them the benefit of the doubt. Because it just shows some athleticism and tenacity. You know, I like that. I like that with the Jimmy Crist kid. There is a real theme in this year's recruiting class, which is three stars with traits that aren't there yet. And it's almost like Penn State knew they were going to take a high volume of kids because of the transfer portal and whatever. So they were like, you know what? If we're not going to get these 4 and 5 stars, rather than taking a 3-star, who's a better player than these guys? Let's take 3 stars with 4-star and 5-star physical traits and hope we can coach them into being 4 or 5 stars. Like out of these linemen, 1 or 2 will be starters. The other 2 we'll never hear from again.
Right.
But they don't know which ones it's going to be. So you bring them all in. You figure it out. I gave him an 8.0. A little raw. I thought it was understandable. I thought he was better than Fashanu. And we'll see how their careers play out.
All right. That'll do it for quarter number 2 from the Labatt Blue Studio and Tucker's Tape. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.